This episode of All Meta Talk is sponsored by...
Are you ready for something otherworldly? A design company based in Kingston, Jamaica, headed by lead designer Jamal Rowe, we present to you...
Astro Creative.
Catering to all design needs, spanning from logos and branding to the creation of event and product designs, including but not limited to...
Mockups,
packaging,
music cover art,
motion graphics,
social media ads.
If you need help developing your company's identity,
find us on Instagram
at astrocreative.ja
or contact us via WhatsApp
at 876-424-9790
or email us
at astrocreativeja@gmail.com.
Feel free to also
Hi everybody, welcome back to a new episode of All Meta Talk. Y'all see the title and you know what's going to go on today. We're going to be talking about sex, but not about like penetration and all of that. We're going to talk about orgasms really and sex health. But before we dive into the whole content, I'm going to let the panelists just introduce themselves. Tell our wonderful Lina.
Yeah, you don't know, it's Jaden. Really sure if y'all want me on this panel talking about orgasms, because big up on yourself one time.
Hi, it's Tej. It's good to be back on this podcast. For this one, I'm just like background, honestly. But yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's Major Cocky Mikhail. It's Mikhail from previously. Hey, look, the man I wanted.
Boy, stop trying to put on a show. Anyways, it's your girl, Bad Girl Kai Kai. Straight out of 758. We're back again. You don't know.
This is your boy, Kwame. As like Tejana said, I just background noise for this episode. You don't know. I'll be talking about the health benefits.
Hiya, it's your girl, Tashawn. Hopefully, I can give the little knowledge that I know for this episode.
All right, there you have it, guys. So let me just dive right in and just say, I realize that some people just need to let them actions speak for them, because some people have to get up and talk about, oh, yeah, I'm going to let you do this, I'm going to let you do that, I'm a sex god, I can make you ooh, and all of them thing there, right? And can't even, you know, find a clit or anything like that. I have personal experiences with somebody's like that. But, man, I want to know if you guys really had maybe like an experience or your thoughts on stuff like that, that people just brag and just go on and on and on about it.
First things first, you ain't supposed to brag. Just keep things chill, underplay yourself, like undersell yourself and all, and then things gonna be okay. When you overachieve later, you know?
Just agree with JD. Like, I ain't feel like you're supposed to be on the road saying, girl, I would, and them kind of stuff. Like, that, just cool.
Going off of what JD had said, you ain't gotta brag about it, because if you brag about it, you know, you have to perform. It's like, you have to perform, like, really good. So, like, just say, yo, I could do a little one, two. It ain't nothing big. Just say, yo, I could do that. That's about it. Don't say, hey, yo, I got this big thing. I'm gonna make you this. Nah, just home. Just take a seat. Anytime come, do what you gotta do.
Honestly, the bragging just leads to disappointment, because sometimes they brag and say all kind of things, and then come down to the come to, they can't even past the cheek. So
I've been in situations where guys have bragged about what they can and because I'm always brag what they can do, and then when it comes to the situation, it's just like it's like below 5 out of 10.
All right, let me just stop right there. Kylo, when you say you can't get past the cheese curl if you got a fat ass. You can just say that, my G. You can literally just say that. We know the vibes. You get me? But if I'm talking about personal experiences, dog, I can talk about a head experience with this guy. He was talking the most shit. Yo, I'm gonna make you all over my face. Oh my God, and this and that. So keep in mind, I'm like getting ready to like experience the heavens, my G. The heavens. And this, if I were to rate it, it was below the 5, I must admit. And I just get up and go watch Netflix because it's a no for me. It's a no for me.
I mean, usually when I've had bad situations, I don't want to say intercourse, but I mean, it's intercourse, but I just usually just get up, obviously clean up myself, and just go on my phone because, like, what am I supposed to say? It's like, it was boring as hell. I'm not feeling you anymore. Just want to go home.
So, like, for the ladies, guys too, but for the ladies, really, when or if you reach where a guy plays or something, things happen and what's not, and you ain't enjoy none of it, dog, at what point do you tell the person?
All right. You see, back then, I never used to like hurt people's feelings, you know, but then again, I never used to care, you get me? So if somebody not really pleasing me and stuff, instead of saying, oh my God, you're terrible, I'm gonna just get up. And as I said, like in the story before, I get up and just watch Netflix, because I don't know what to do. Like, but don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid to tell people that the sex is bad. Don't keep them self-esteem, you know, but you just have to knock them off of them high horse some way.
Imagine I just done and the girl gonna watch Netflix. I gotta be well done by. I'm gonna tell she pack up, stop playing. You're using my Netflix account for what? Get out.
I mean, get up and watch Netflix, that's a bit harsh. I would just let the guy finish, and then when he finished, I go home, and if I do decide to respond to the text messages, I'd be like, well, I mean, you could do this and that next time instead of focusing on, you know, the bad parts of the actual thing. I just don't talk about it. I just give him pointers for next time if I do decide to do it again with that person.
All right, you see what you did say? Let him finish. Dog, I kid you not, this guy was finished. I was just looking at it like, what are we doing here? What was the reason? I just waste my time because it's a fact. Listen, I hate when guys come out of the blue unprovoked. Yo, I'm tough like this. I'll make it like this. Nobody asks them, you know? Nobody asks them. And if them brag a lot, just know, say, it's small and them not have no form of work with it. You get me? Little dick energy. I'm sorry.
What if they just make them nervous?
Make him nervous for we must say him come with the talk, you know, we not put the talk to the man them, and them come on the talk about me got this woman choking and hold up against the wall and I'm like, okay, nigga, calm down.
Maybe he just get caught up in the moment, the man see you and he just like, wow, I can't handle this like nobody, wow.
But I mean, that's on him then, because in the moment, if it's not good, I'll completely zone out in the middle of sex. I'll just zone out and be like, damn, why did I even come here? Like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I've really just added an unnecessary body. Like, what the hell? And then, like I said, just let him finish and then just go home.
Imagine a girl gonna say, you is an unnecessary body. Wow. Pain, dog. Pana went to Spain without the S. That's crazy.
All right. The zone out thing, dog. Y'all can't say the Netflix thing worse than the zone out thing. Imagine you're actually doing it with somebody and the person have this blank face. I would literally just go home and cry. Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't have a blank face. I just put on a show. Like, I'm a great actress, leg shaking, you know, the faking. Period.
Yes, back on that topic, you know, of faking it. Have you guys ever, like, faked an orgasm. Some people say you can't fake one, you know. But listen, I can shake my legs on command. On command.
Shake it and fake it.
Shake it till they make it.
Dog, honestly, them things they about faking orgasm. Yeah, you can. But I personally won't, because I'm not about to stroke nobody's ego for them to feel big and mighty. Like, oh yeah, I did that. Like, you did nothing. So have a seat.
But I mean, I get that. But at the same time, like, say for example, if I really like the guy, I would just kind of fake it. And then if I do really like him, I would just give him pointers for next time. But if he never take the pointers, I just stop talking to the guy. I just cut him off completely. That's it.
I understand that, eh? I understand that. But I don't feel like you should fake it. Just don't. Just say, no, it didn't happen because such and such. Like, be honest with the person. I don't feel like you should fake it and then tell them, then give them pointers. So it'll be like, why did you fake it in the first place?
Oh, I tell you my idea again, head your truck. And like, I start feeling tea. I said, what? But no, like, you can't fake that. Like, feel tea. I said, hold on. Stop. This can't happen. Zip back up. Pants, what's up? Just like that, dog. Just like that. You ain't got a fake. Oh, shit. People listening this podcast.
I mean, I say it, go. But, you know, I just say it, go. At the same time, there's a lot of guys. Like, if you say, yo, I'm gonna enjoy this, they fully get upset. Like, them fully get upset and, like, go one side and don't want to talk to you. Almost do with that. Some rather just say, you know, it was okay, it was all right, but next time you can do this and that and that and that. Really, because someone enough controlling feelings or emotions that they just really don't. And I don't want to get punched in the eye, a black eye, because I said your dick game is weak. The fuck?
Bye, Mikael. What are you going to do if she listens to this podcast? Bye. What are you going to do? But on a real, though, on a real, bye. Me ain't going to lie, bye. With that teeth thing there, I could relate, dog. It's like, everything going nice. You start feel some teeth. You got to pause. You got to pause the situation, like, friggin' start to explain things to her, bye. You got to pull up one time. You can't, like, linger.
Can't take one for the team. If you take one for the team, boom, you got a cut or something. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
The thing is that, right? Some people say that men can't fake orgasms because, you know, them awful, you know, busting nuts and everything. I had this friend that told me a story, right? He told me that this girl was like literally whack. Whack, 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 whack. And he had on her backers. And to make it feel like to make her feel like, say, done, the man just spit in her back and then just, the man literally just spit in her back and then make it feel like, say, is it, you get me? And then I was like, what?
He's planning to do what? I know you ain't just say spit. I know you ain't just say spit. Like, plan out.
Boom.
And just, what is that, why?
So you mean to tell me that none of the men did it?
What?
That's actually crazy. Spitting her back. And y'all are going to tell me that what I'm doing is bad. So y'all would rather be spat on. Okay, cool.
I mean,
in our backers. Like that?
That's messed up, dog. Like, honestly, imagine a pan a hatum in your back. That's crazy. And you believe that? Like, you really believe that?
You must believe it, G. Dog, he just go for the toilet one time and say, I'm coming back. Don't move.
And she gonna let on there and arch up and don't move for real, ain't it?
How you mean?
All right, so what I also realized, right, that some, I'm not speaking a lot about the men's side, because you know, I'm not sexy like that, so I know them aspect, you know, with it. But what I realized that men don't know, some men don't know that it's different for everyone. So just because you make like girl A, B, and C come, because he didn't move a certain way, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to come with the same move. You need to know your partner's body in order to get things going, right? But seeing that you're not getting to know your partner's body, what makes you guys... Okay, I don't want to say that because you're not going to feel like some little in a business. But if you're comfortable with saying it on the podcast, right? What gets you going or what will get you like turned on?
You know?
Beat me to it, man. You beat me to it.
Man, I guess nobody is comfortable saying it, but for what turns me on is the word of God. Honestly, like if you sit down and read the Bible, you get all this knowledge from God and you just be like, yes, yes, thank you.
This pastor come from by
as man call me.
Yes, yes. I strongly support what this brother of heavenly word says.
Listen, if you cannot pray over the sex, guys, don't have it. Do not have sex. It's a sin. Don't have sex.
But have you ever prayed during sex?
What? What? What?
I can bypass what you just said and continue with Justin. Justin, this is what gets you going, right? By having sex in somewhere, in a place where you definitely ain't supposed to have sex, that. Like, I can't say the location, Kakitisha's listening, but some abandoned buildings and them kind of things there. But
dog, no, but what GDN say though? For real. That they're real risky.
GDN fear to say Port Zante, behind Alicon, behind Uncle T's. What else? Adrian.
Behind there. Uncle T's? What?
Fort Thomas.
What? Oh.
Behind Uncle T,
what I seen,
brother, you doing the brother.
You mean to tell me, big brawling Port Zante with the tourists? What are you? What?
There's one vivid location that I would just love to say, but that a lot of people don't put two and two together yet. But yeah, them places are not supposed to be like. Say like. Over free it there. We got some locations there where you could go there, but they got a high chance of getting caught. Seeing how I hit. Especially like if you check like say like we got curfew right now for 6. Oh, check that cheese 1 to 10. Police check you, they say, yo, officer, I just come from the hospital. I say I had to get his foot checked out. Who was telling you come by your cheese? What? Think curfew gonna stop me?
Dog, who was singing in your background?
Hey, cheese.
And cheese, I guys, the one in the fridge.
Before I move on, anybody else have anything else to say about that? Next question. All right, let's just jump now into like sex health and to get like people like Tejana for talk because Miss Girl out here is shy.
Big man of family.
Let's talk about like, I'm going to talk about different stuff under sex health. But let's go for the ladies first, right? So a lot of females don't realize that the whole tight up clothes down there so is not good because your coochie has to breathe. You get me? So what do you guys have to say? Because some people say, oh, the whole tight clothing don't really matter. You know, once you wash it and everything, it's good. Others say too tight, no air to breathe, blah, blah, blah. It not good to good.
That is true. Too tight and no air to breathe because bacteria likes to cultivate in warm areas and down there is already a warm place. So not giving it the ample air that it needs, you can cause yourself to get yeast infections and those types of stuff. Also, wearing a lot of lingerie and these there is this type of material, the plastic, the nylon panties, those are not good. You have to wear more so cotton. Cotton is the best. I'm not saying to wear a little lingerie to know you look spice of the little thing, but don't wear it all the time.
Honestly, it's the same thing for men. Like, you don't wear, like, 4 pants only, 1 pants and, well, your boxer and your, like, garnet pants and then the next pants. The heat ain't good for the body, you know? It ain't good.
Tijana Bumblewood. You said you want to talk on the topic. Why not talk on the topic, Miss Girl?
Big man, I had a question. That doesn't relate.
But yeah, but Kwame, me ain't gonna lie, but you can't salt the boy like that. You gotta give him room to breathe, then get some airflow and everything and sort out.
But then, all right, it's gonna set for the guys on how to make the thing them breathe and them look a thing there. Not from personal experience, but you know, girls group chats or whatever, right? I've had some of my female friends complain about guys not washing their balls, guys not washing their ding-a-lings, you get me, not washing it good, especially, you know, the ones that aren't circumcised and I have to pull back and anything there, they're not washing it good. So I'm not a guy, I don't got a dick, so I don't know how, what y'all supposed to be doing to wash it properly, but what's going on?
First things first, right? This is why sex bad for them. At the end of the day, you're supposed to choose a man, right? If your man don't beard, you're supposed to, you know, stop there with man that don't beard. You check? First thing first. I mean, that's second thing second, right? Yeah, second thing second. Wash your balls, dog. What do you mean you don't wash your balls? You wait there. I mean, some man got some heavy belly, but like me. I mean, just wash your balls, dog.
Cheese is for flavor.
What do you mean by
flavor? I know. I got to stop you right there, my boy. What flavor are you talking about? No.
I don't agree with that statement. Cheese is not for flavor. That is nasty. Nasty, nasty.
Mikkel, if you don't wash your dick, just say that, you know, because me don't know what you're talking about.
We should literally start a hashtag on Twitter about Mikkel not washing his balls. And it's big. Because what? I don't understand what kind of flavor.
Okay, man. Yo. I be humble ourselves. I never said for me. Check. I use Dove for men. You check. So when it's time for the gaggle and these balls, she tasted Dove. So I just speaking for the men, if I don't match the balls, I wouldn't know.
Hashtag well,
yeah.
Like, you hear that, guys?
So well, but I mean, me flexing, I'm just making sure nobody think that I don't wash my balls. It's just, what?
Hashtag taste the flavor. Sick and tired of this man about Dove soap. Can't bother.
But dog, you know, you got flavor to it for real. Like, but I can't say certain things on this podcast, but like,
you know you got flavor. How you know?
Wait, no. I talking about man. Wait, hold on.
No. How you as a man know how?
Hold on. I just saying, fresh p***y out the shower tastes different to p***y after a couple hours, you know? I just saying, different strokes for different
seasoning.
So you want to sweat on everything, dog?
Dog, I ain't say all of that, you know? I just said different strokes for different folks.
Dog, that's all I hear.
So is it that you guys, like the guys, prefer all day coochie instead of like, I just hopped out the shower, this and that?
I cannot answer this question.
Not all day coochie, dog. Not all
day. As soon as you come out the bath.
So, when you mean for tell me, say you want the thing that's marinating, dog, like.
No, like, as soon as she come out the bath, when she come out the bath, you gotta get like an hour or two to like season a little bit. You know what I mean? Like a whole day. Like an hour or two.
And some marinate, dog.
Microwave, dog. I can't have a bottle.
Nah, just a little, like a 1-2 hour thing, nah. A 1-2 hour. None too.
You gotta like marinate.
So, all right, your girl just got out of the shower for good, do some errands and everything. And okay, babe, I'm going on the road, blah blah blah, and come back soon. She come back after like 3 hours and looking scrumptious. She not for beard. She not for beard after. Well, she not for beard after she come off the road.
Depends on the scent. Heavily depends on the scent.
All I'm saying is she ain't must beard. She could if she want. She ain't must.
But yeah, now suppose you're good on the girl, right? And then you just smell something just not normal. What you do?
That's the seat, too, my boy.
What?
No, no.
Question. Before this thing hits you so bad that you do a facial reaction, how do you think? What do you think gonna happen?
I gonna have to just pack it up and tell her, but I'm sorry. I know you see me make that face. I know why I make that face. I know you know why I make that face. It makes sense. You just go home, G. Makes sense. You just go home. Everybody go home. Curfew is 6. Just make sure everything's safe.
Hear me out. Just wait a minute. Spray a little bit of Febreze and go on through.
How you want Charles your pH balance, dog? You're sick in your head, boy.
Listen, there's certain sacrifices for certain matters.
When you can probably just like use style and just say, babe, you know, let's try shower sex for the first time. If you feel like Sir Coochie just kind of too stink. You just gotta tell him, so no one try to show us sex. I'm gonna just beat her down the street, you know?
Word on the street is, I read this in an article that shower sex is not good.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well, sure, we'll believe that.
Listen, just have to use the style and just say, let's try shower sex. And you act like you're a beat her. And as in the done, soap up and wash up, and you take it to the bed. Simple as that. Instead of like going out and saying, your coochie stinks.
I have a question, right? So when y'all engaging in sex, right? Do y'all do checkouts before y'all like engage with your partners? Or y'all just hopscotch and just pray to God? Like what y'all do? Like have y'all...
No, I do a full
screen. What do you mean by that?
Full screen.
What do you mean by that?
Coochie swab. Oh. Everything. You have to listen up, pop. You have to take gear, blood, everything.
You see, as me, as a nurse, like, hey, look, the man, them, we gotta do regular tests. So, like, why? We don't mind it.
No, but for real, same thing as me can say, we have to do regular tests, but for me, with my partner, we, regardless, once just starting out a relationship, we're gonna get tested, okay? Because I don't know what you have or who give you what. And I'm trying to protect myself, so you check.
Back in what Kyla said, so yeah, we as nurses get tested regularly. But yeah, I would make sure that my partner has to get tested because, well, you know, wouldn't want to be catching anything.
Listen, y'all should get tested. You get me? Get tested. Because you would be loyal to your partner and everything there, but nobody don't know if your partner loyal. So you have to come get the testing to make sure, say, when you're getting raw dogged out there, your coochie so good, your dick so good, everything, you get me? Just get tested, guys. Get tested. Not hurt nobody but yourself.
Honestly, because like I feel like you should gain the habit of just testing yourself regularly, going to the clinic or whatever, because people dangerous, yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. People real dangerous out there. Stay safe, drink your water down in a doctor.
Bop.
I have a question, another question, a follow-up question. Now, what if you're in a relationship, like a maybe year-long relationship, would you just randomly get tested just in case, or you just go trust your partner?
I think you should get tested no matter who it is. You know, partner for a good couple years or even a year good. Yeah, get tested at least, you know, a couple months during the relationship, a couple months after this and that. Just go on, get tested. You get me? As I said, it not hurt nobody but yourself. I feel maybe now if me and that brother are married, am I something that, you get me? So, but boy, but even though, but me just know, say, we forget tested. Everybody forget tested. No matter what the situation or who the person is.
Yeah. I usually get tested before and months in, weeks. Well, not weeks, but like months in. And even though if I do get married, I am still going to get tested because, not because I'm married, that means that I'm not going to sleep around or whatever. So I'm going to check myself out. I'm going to know what I want. I'm going to take care of my health because I'm married till that kingdom come. I'll get tested until that kingdom come, period.
All right. So also when it comes to like, your health and sex health and keeping whatever clean. Listen to me. We're not washing our hands. Please and thank you. Don't make anybody put them dirty hands in you or on you. Because some man have some dirty nails. Dirty, dirty, dirty nails. And feel like them just must push it up in other people, them girl daughter. Some girls have some nasty, like a crusty, nasty, dirty. And I want to come rub it down upon the man, them face and body and thing. On a need for check. You see, all right. You see, if you're going over to your partner's house or even a linky house or whatever, check the surroundings. Check the surroundings. You're walking at the house, you see them underwear on the ground, you see streaks in there. You say, red flag. You see XYZ, the bed not make properly, red flag. Him hand them dirty, red flag.
I mean, like, some girls.
Dog, listen. Okay, I have a question for the ladies. Mikael? You're going to go next. I have a question for the ladies. What are your thoughts on men? Like, you know, taking care of the hands, probably doing, so even if they don't do the manicure.
I just say something about dirty, nasty, and a nigga go talk about put on nail polish. What did you want?
Get to the point.
You know, but they're talking about nail polish. They're talking about fixing up the hand, cutting up the nails, and cleaning it off. That's what I mean.
I love it.
Body jewel. You know what?
Love. I love it. Like, if you do that, bye. Bye. Bye.
And well, I do that. So, I mean, like, if you want, slide in the DM. These guys are cutting nails and make sure they're fire.
But yeah, fellas, please cut your nails regularly. Wash your fucking hands. Come on. Respect the girl then. Respect the girl then.
The guys, like, here we go with your dirty hands, them put them on the girl, bam, she paid, gone in, wait, and then you're gonna be the same nigga to go say, but I don't really smell stink, and you charge she paid, that you got done with it, cut your nails, man.
And then after that, to guys, remember, pee before and pee after, you get me. We have what, two nurses, or well, full nurses, but they're studying to become nurses. So I wouldn't want to hear them make an opinion on that as it relates to peeing after sex and, you know, the benefits of that and this and that.
In regards to peeing, for the fellas, I don't know about peeing before, but peeing after, it, for all men, it's actually like a must. Like, I don't know why, but I've done some research where, like, after sex for men, like, y'all would usually pee right after that to clean the, oh my God, what's the word? Kyla, help me out. What would that be again? It's the line that your pee comes out of. Oh my God.
Mikael, it's your urethra.
Yeah. The reason for peeing is to clean all the leftover sperm that's in your urethra for the men, and for the women, peeing after would help to remove all the urea from squirting and coming, and remove all the excess sperm that's in her, if there is any in her.
All right, see, as it relates to peeing before sex, the thing is that when it goes to that topic, it's more like for females that don't know, or don't know when them will come, or them find it hard for come. Like, for instance, some people say, oh, I pee before, so when I'm having sex, I know that when I'm feeling something, that I'm actually coming, and it's not like pee. You get me? So that's somebody asks, well, pee before, pee after, and stuff like that.
Well, I think it's good for women, especially to pee after sex, because, like, if you're trying to prevent pregnancy, sometimes that helps. I read that in our research. Yeah, I was just saying.
that is false, just to put it out there.
I was saying that is false because peeing after sex does not help with preventing pregnancy. Jumping up and down after sex does not help with preventing pregnancy. Okay? Because that would be too long for me to explain. But it doesn't help. Because, like, okay, yeah, check.
I really gotta stop reading things off of Wikipedia, bye, because...
Kwame, Wikipedia is not a credible site. Sir, what?
There's a lot of documentation, nursing sites, and stuff that you could use, but don't use Wikipedia.
Dog, people really jumping up and down after...
People think jumping up and down or being upside down after getting cummed in actually increases your chances. I don't know why. They think gravity is going to help.
They sometimes jump up and down because they got jump out of the relationship because they're stupid.
If you're worried about anything like that, just drink 3 hot Guinness. You're going to be good after them 3 hot Guinness.
Oh, yeah, them.
Read in a rich statement that if you overdose on vitamin C, it helps to kill sperm. That's what the research said.
Dog, just boil up a thing of coke and put some salt in it and drink that. You're going to be straight. You check?
The vitamin C does help because... give me a minute. I'm going to explain it.
Also, if all of that don't work, you can also fall down a 10th flight of stairs.
If you want a little push, I am here to do that. I charge $10 each step.
Are y'all giving free abortion tips? Are y'all really out here giving free abortion tips?
We're talking about pregnancy prevention, not abortion. What are you talking about?
The man really said $10 a step, Angie. But
the stairs up by the Kim Collins Stadium would be a 10th flight of stairs to use, eh? Just giving her some tips.
All right, so I think this should be like the last question, but hair. What do you guys feel? Personally, men like hair, so I don't want to see a hairy dick. I don't want to see hairy chest and nicotine there. Them something turn me off, you get me? But I know some guys probably like, oh, just shave it with a little style and them thing there, and them don't mind the little hair. I personally don't like hair at all.
Honestly, I don't like hair either because I don't eat mango. If you got mango, I'm allergic. So just ease up, you jerk.
Listen. I don't really have a problem against pubic hair, but if it's unkept, I'm gonna have a slight problem. Because it's one thing if you look like my backyard, but if you have it kept and it's clean, no problem. Pum pum afiniam.
Okay, since nobody is gonna talk, bye. I feel like you got levels to it. Yeah, me saying you got to be like waxed and shit, but just trim it up, you know, like trim it up every now and again. Don't let it get out of hand, you know. Don't let it get out of hand.
Honestly, like shave it, you know.
All right, guys.
Honestly, like if you want to get your check, there's two ways in which it can be dealt with. Could be on the back, like a mechanic, you check, or it could be on the belly, like a sniper, you check. But your lady hit my line. 76.
No.
6'4".
No. No.
Oh, no. We plug in yourself. Keep it. Instagram at
yes. JDN.S. Cancel at the neck.
No matter what it is. All right, guys. Listen, if you reach this far, thank you for staying with us. This is the end of episode 7. anybody else have anything to say that does not relate to giving their number out for eating coochie?
Anyways, bless up for yourself. Don't go jump up and down for no man coming in you. Use a damn condom. Protect yourself. Your check. Stop the crap.
Hit me up for all your drone and photography needs. You don't know. Big up yourself one time.
Don't forget, hit me up if you want the 3-inch one, though. 760-3764. You already know, ladies.
Make sure to get tested very often and use a condom for protection. And if he complains that the condom makes him soft, then that's on him. Because when you have a baby, he won't step up.
That's a big dick energy, but yeah.
Boom. Since this is a health episode.
I do have a little bit of that energy myself.
Well, you know, your penis little hush up.
Watch it.
Yeah. We're gonna say bye on the count of three.
Bye.
One.
Bye. We are three. Me and give me outro. Me and give me outro. I didn't get my outro. I didn't get my outro. I didn't get my outro. I did not give my own. Hello, shut up. Shut up. I did not give my outro. Good. You don't know. You don't know. Bless upon yourself. You don't know one time. Drink your water. Don't get a daughter. You don't know. Don't be like Adrian.
What the word is? What the word is when you don't have
sex? Anyways, okay. I'm three. One. Two. Three.
Bye.
This episode of All Men Talk was sponsored by
Astro Creative.